You're listening to episode 3 of the GDPR Guy, The Right to Erasure. Welcome to the GDPR Guy, the podcast dedicated to helping your organisation comply with the General Data Protection Regulation. I'm your host, Carl Gottlieb, Data Protection Consultant and Director of the Security Solutions Provider Cognition. Each episode, I'll be providing information, insights and inspiration to help you on your GDPR journey. You'll find show notes and useful resources on the website, thegdprguide.com, as well as details for getting in touch with me directly. In this episode, I'll be discussing the right to erasure, one of the rights granted by the GDPR, giving us data subjects greater control of our data. Now, one of the most infamous aspects of the GDPR is the right to erasure, also known as the right to be forgotten, but it's not quite as simple as it first appears. Article 17 of the GDPR states that data subjects have the right to have their personal data removed from the systems of controls and processes under a number of circumstances, such as by removing their consent for its processing. It's akin to requesting your neighbour return the lawnmower you lent them. It's yours and you want it back. On the face of it, complying with this is a daunting task. And to add to the complexity, there are a number of cases where conflicting regulations will prevent the processor from complying with the request. So what are the requirements? Well, Article 17 of the GDPR, the right to erasure, states data subjects have the right to obtain erasure from the data controller without undue delay if one of the following six conditions applies. Firstly, if the controller doesn't need the data anymore. Secondly, if the data subject withdraws consent for the processing with which they previously agreed to, and also that the controller doesn't need to legally keep it. Now, bear in mind that many organisations will need to keep data for longer periods, such as banks who need it for 7 years legally. Also, if the subject themselves uses their right to object, and that's part of Article 21 of the GDPR. Also, if the controller or its processor is processing the data unlawfully, you can have it erased. Another reason if there is a legal requirement for the data to be erased. And lastly, if the data subject was a child at the time of its first collection. Now, importantly, if a controller makes the data public, then they are obligated to take reasonable steps to get other processors to erase the data. Now, imagine a website publishes an untrue story on an individual and later is required to erase it, then that controller must also request other websites erase their copy of the story. Now, this is where it starts getting quite familiar with the right to be forgotten as we know it in the case of EU versus Google. So what about exceptions? Well, data might not have to be erased if any of the following apply. If it's the right of freedom and expression, the need to adhere to legal compliance, such as bank keeping data for 7 years, if it's reasons of public interest in the area of public health, scientific, historical research, or public interest archiving purposes, and lastly, if it's for supporting legal claims, such as PPI claims in the UK. Now, it's important to remember that some pieces of data are fully outside of scope of the GDPR altogether. Things like non-electronic documents which are not to be filed, such as a random piece of microfiche or microfilm, or a paper notepad, they're all not classed as personal data in the context of GDPR and are therefore not subject to the right to erasure. And also, some personal data sets are impossible or pretty much infeasible to edit to remove individual records, such as server backup or a piece of microfilm. So let's think about this in the context of the real world. Well, once an organisation understands where all of a subject's personal data resides, an assessment must be made of what can be, should be, can't be, and is infeasible to be erased. Now, the exceptions we've previously mentioned will commonly apply, such as legal requirements for data retention. But this doesn't mean that the controller should keep the records live in an online system. To best protect the personal data, it ideally should be archived away to a more protected and locked down system that meets the retention requirements and also goes as far as possible at meeting the data subject's desire to be erased. Now, importantly, these exceptions can't be used as a complete override of their duties, so they don't allow the controller to keep considering the subject as an active customer that they can keep marketing to. The principles of the GDPR should keep the controller focused on best serving the rights of the data subject as much as possible, whilst meeting the organisation's wider requirements. So what's my general advice on the right to erasure? Well, this is an area where there is no black and white on what must be done. Every organisation, every record, every piece of technology used will require a case-by-case assessment. For example, some processors, such as Google's cloud storage systems, provide more granular control of deletion of individual records in cold backups. Some provide none. The key is to focus on what your rationale would be if you were stood in front of the regulator or a judge in court. Would you be confident that you had a justifiable position that you were doing the right thing by the data subjects, doing the best you could, and had given this enough focus and documented thought? Focus on answering this question and you should be in a solid position. You can read more about the GDPR and find show notes for this episode at thegdprguy.com. And don't forget, if you'd like any direct assistance with your GDPR compliance, then please get in touch. I'll be happy to help. I've been your host, Carl Gottlieb, and I am the GDPR guy. Thanks for listening.